He's a good God. Time my message this morning is Hear the Cry, part two. Hear the cry. Hear the cry. Did anyone get anything out last week? Anything at all? Just one nugget. Throw me a nugget that I threw to you. Just one thing. What did I talk about last week? My wife goes, what did you talk about last week? That's my wife. Sons and daughters. My sons and daughters becoming the sons of God. Amen. Becoming the sons of God. And we're going to talk about that a bit more. Amen. Because the world, there's a spirit in the world for the manifestation of the sons of God. It says all of create creature or his creature or creation is waiting, intently waiting, literally it means, for a manifestation of the sons of God, that the glory may be revealed and they might be set free. Amen. Jesus is coming back for a bride with that spot or wrinkle. That a bride that should be about the Father's business. Do you agree with me? Jesus came and manifested on the earth purely to do one thing, save mankind, which was the Father's business. His heart is to see souls saved. His heart is to see families reunited. His heart is to see marriages restored. His heart is to see people come into reconciliation and restoration, into intimacy back with him. In Romans chapter, need my glasses. Romans chapter 8, 29 and 30. Romans 8, 29 and 30. This, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image. I haven't put this probably up, so you'll have to leave that one. To be conformed to the image of his son. You've been predestined to be conformed into an image. Amen. He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, he who predestined these, he called these, he called. He justified these, he justified. He has also glorified. Colossians 1 verse 27 says this, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery, the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or mature in Christ. To this end I labor, striving according to his workings, which work in me mightily. Striving according to the workings, his workings, which work in me mightily. There's a gift that God has locked up inside of you that he wants to mightily use. Amen. Son, a son that is born, a born-again believer that is, decides to say, God, I want the more. I'm not happy staying a babe. Colossians 4 and 1, there's the babes in Christ. Galatians 3 and 1 says, are you not babes in Christ? Are you still not yet carnal? While these things come across you, envy, strife, and all that. But he wants to bring a maturity in the sons that he might release the mighty works through the sons in this hour, like Paul. Amen. For a son has clarity. A son has clarity. A son has clarity for who he is. A son has clarity for what is required of him. A son has clarity not about him, but what pleases the Father. This is sonship. A son has clarity that he must be about his father's business or the father's kingdom. That's what sons do. Babes cry for the milk. Children are always in want. But sons have been designed by God to be about the father's business. Amen. 2:49, it says this, and he said to them, why did you seek me? He's 12 at this time. Why do you seek me? Do you not know? It must be about I must. Notice the imperativeness, the passion Jesus has got. I must be about my Father's business. He was 12. He was 12 at this time, yet he knew his destiny and he knew that he needed to be about the Father's business. The whole purpose of him on the earth was to fulfill the Father's business or fulfill the heart of the Father, and nothing was going to deter him from fulfilling the call. Amen. Jesus, like the firstborn son, who has preeminence over things in Colossians 1, verse 5 to 15 to 19, was born of a virgin called Mary, and when the Spirit of God overshadowed her, she became pregnant. She became pregnant with man-child life. The Bible calls it man-child life. She became pregnant with a life that was not of this earth. She carried something. She carried the seed of God, and she brought forth the Son of God, God Himself, manifest in the flesh, and she carried man-child life. The ministry of the Father was born in the flesh in His Son, Jesus Christ. God's whole ministry was packaged in this personage, Jesus. Everything He needed was found in Jesus. Amen? He was born for that purpose. He was born for such a time as that. Jesus came not a day late, not a day early. He came time to influence humanity to turn their hearts back to the Father. Can I hear an amen? So now the woman, the virgin, the church, is she supposed to be a virgin? Is she supposed to be a virgin? You better believe it. You better believe it. She's betrothed to Him. But there will be a marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. So she's been born again. Those who are of the church are born again. Therefore, my old sin is gone. I'm a new creation in Christ. Virgin Christ. Is that true?
Yes.
I know a little bit deep sometimes, but you need to be. If sons and daughters, you'll take this honor. Amen. You are a virgin bride of Christ, and He has placed a seed in the woman to bring forth a child. Revelation 12 actually says that you shall bring forth a man child. In fact, the Bible says you have been born of an incorruptible seed. There's an incorruptible seed door that is in within you and is going to bring forth the Son. Amen. I'm going on and off. Is it me? A son. The Father was born in the flesh of the Son of Christ. So it says, the Son to affect the world and set free creation from the bondage of sin and its curse. Which is death. The curse of sin is what? Death. How do we set this creation free from the curse of sin and death through Christ? We preach a message or a gospel of good news that there is restoration and reconciliation in only one person, and His name is Jesus. Amen. You and I as sons have been given a ministry, a message of recon, which means that you are preaching a gospel of good news. Amen. That will reveal the Christ, that will show the Christ, that will state the Christ to a broken and dying world. And you are in this season for a purpose. Like the firstborn son, He has sons on this earth today. You are here for a reason, to bring forth the kingdom of God upon the earth. You have been born for a reason, to carry a deposit of the Son, the Christ in you, the hope of glory to this world, to bring forth people that are in bondage, in sickness, in sin, in disease, in despair, in hopelessness, exactly what the world is actually suffering right now. Everything the world is suffering, Jesus has an answer and a solution to it. But guess where it is? It is locked in each one of you. You are the reason that Jesus came so He can release a deposit of the personage of the Holy Ghost, who has all the anointing and the power to break loose the bond of disease and sickness and pain and suffering and death in the person of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're back online. Thank God for that. Romans 8:29 says, "For whom He foreknew, He ordered to be destined to be conformed to an image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among" what? Sons produce what? An apple produces a... The Son produces what? sons. Hallelujah. I might get a little bit loud because I'm excited. You and I are born for such a time as this. There's four qualities of a son that needs to be birthed to demonstrate sonship in my life. Amen. Who wants to be a true son? Who wants to carry another level of the in their life? Isaiah 9 and 6 says, unto us a son is, unto us a child is, unto us a child is given, unto us a son is. So he gives us the free gift of the child. He gives us the free gift of the child. Your salvation has been given freely, right? But unto us a son is, child is born, unto us a son is given. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah. Have I got it right? Yeah. Right. And upon his shoulder shall be the government of God. The government or the authority or the power of the heaven is not on the shoulders of babes. It's on the shoulders of sons. There is another level of the anointing sons can walk in, amen, because they've realized that it's not all about them. It's all about the Father's business. They are fully persuaded in the things of God, therefore they no longer live to themselves, they live unto Him, amen. And that's why it's imperative that you are born and understand you are born for a purpose to the anointing of God as a son of God that can set the captive free. And I'm sorry to say, in this hour and age we're living in, the world needs to see the demonstration of the God like never before. And the sad part about it is this: most of the church are powerless. I don't want to rock your boat, but if I'm not living as a son, 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 tells me I am yet carnal and a babe in Christ. If I've got carnal mentality and carnal thinking, I'm a babe in Christ and I will not operate under the... I will have pieces of the goodness of God that He will demonstrate goodness, so I would pursue it. And that's what He does. He demonstrates His goodness and He allows things to happen. That's why we see bits of the anointing and revival fall all over the world. Little bits here and little bits there. And the reason He does that is He wants to stir His brain to say, you can walk in this every day. You can have this every day. Amen. But while we play around with the childish things, and I said last week, they're actually silly things. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Anger. They're silly things. They're childish things. And don't get me wrong, pain is pain, and God understands that pain, but He expects me to get under the shadow of His wing and be hit in Jesus' name that I can walk free as a son. I am not camped around my yesterday. I am looking towards my future. Amen? And I brought a scripture out last week about John. It says this: Jesus was troubled in his soul, yet he still continued on the purpose of the Father. And sometimes our trouble stops us and makes us anchor around the silly things. Amen? Are you with me this morning? If you and I want to be a true son of God, I must let go of my yesterday. I must let go of my hurt. I can't afford to play the blame game. As you forgive, it shall be forgiven unto you. With the measure you meet, it will be measured back to you. Therefore, I'm not going to camp around the old elementary things. I want to move on into the purpose. And I'm telling you, the world is waiting. There is a hunger, there is a desire, there's a thirst. People are hungering to see a manifestation of the sons of God because they need answers. And Jesus is the only answer to the world. Four qualities of a son. Number one, Spirit-led, Holy Spirit-reliant, Holy Spirit-empowered. Romans 8 and 14 says, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Camp around that just for a minute. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Does God lead me to repentance? Does God lead me to forgive? Does the Holy Ghost lead me to forgive? Does the Holy lead me to a place where I say, less of me and more of you? That's being led by the... It's not being led by the... Come with me now, son. We're going to go up. We'll go to Aldi today. They've got specials. That is not being led by the Holy Ghost. That's being special. Amen? Praise God. We've got a chicken on special. Well, don't tell me that was the Holy Ghost. He didn't give a flip about your chicken. But in all things, give thanks. So to be led is to be allow the Holy Ghost to lead me to a place where it causes me to go to my cross. He will always lead me back to the cross. He will always lead me to a back to where I have to crucify the flesh and say, Lord, lead me into that. And he'll take me by, he'll even put the nail prints in my hands. Because he wants that thing to die in me so I can resemble Christ. Amen. Many are led by the other sons of God. John 5:19 says this. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. We've got to be Holy Ghost reliant. The Son can do nothing of himself save what he nothing of himself but what he sees do. For whatever he does, the Son does in like manner. In other words, how I act and how I become self-reliant upon the Spirit is that I have a relationship with the Lord. Come on, relationship with the Lord. X, I say, as he does, I do. In other words, I'm now in relationship with the Holy Ghost. And when I'm in relationship with the Holy Ghost, when he does what he does, I do. What he says to speak, I speak. And out comes the Spirit of truth that will set the captive free. Truth will make the captive free. The truth will set you free. Not everyone accepts the truth easily. Now, it's not how you what you say that is important. It's how you say it. I'm going to say that again. It's how you say it. If I say to my wife, which could be the truth, and it could not, this is hypothetical, all right? This is totally hypothetical. Matilda, I don't like my eggs runny. I want them a little bit harder, right? Please. Or I could say this. I've told you 1,000 times. I've asked you to do my eggs like this. I've been married to you. How long have we been married? 40 years. And for 40 years, I've still got a runny egg.
Nearly 40.
40?
6th of September,
40
years.
40 years. Is that right? No, it's 41. It's how I say it. It's how you say it. And I've got to say it in love. Amen? I'm probably going to get another egg again in my life now. Luke 4:14, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. He had just come up from the mountain. He came down in power. Hear me. If you are a Pentecostal, born-again Christian believer, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need empowerment of the Holy Ghost to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. And it brings all glory to Him and Him alone. Amen? He wants you to be able to give a word of knowledge at work. He wants to give you a word of revelation at work. He wants you to walk out in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Number two, godly character. We need to be a people of God. If you want a son, you've got to walk in godly character. Philippians 2:15 says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. Sons of God are what? Blameless and harmless. Without rebuke. In other words, without people finding fault with you. In other words, when you speak, you are. When you promise, you do. When you say you'll do something, you do it. When you act. We are people of our word. Amen. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights of the world, that means harmless or sincere. Matthew 24 and this. Let's talk about this. He starts off talking about the last days. And they said, tell us the signs of the times, etc., etc. And Jesus says, take heed. Take heed that no one needs you. The first thing he tells us to do is take heed. You and I have got to take heed of ourselves. You and I have got to do an audit in my life. What is of God and what is not of God? You and I have got to do an audit that does it glorify God or does it hinder God? Does it hinder the kingdom of God? Does my mouth bring out sweet waters or bitter waters? Does it has a mixture of both? I need to do an audit in my life. Amen? Are you this morning? What is happening in this temple? What is happening in this temple? So often we're worried about what's happening out there, but God's really not worried. No, God's not really concerned about out there because he's got it all under control. Is he the author of confusion? Is there anything that God cannot do? Therefore, he's in absolute control. Whether it looks ridiculous, he's in control. What he wants is this. He wants you and I to look not outwardly, but inwardly. What's happening in his temple? What is happening in his temple? Am I sharing the space of the temple with things I shouldn't be sharing with? Am I doing things and speaking things and acting on like things where it's not fit for the temple? Would God dwell amongst them things? What's happening in the temple? Amen? Am I living on the inside of us, living a life of worship, a personal consecrated life, a life of holy living? Am I doing all them things? Or am I living the way I think I should live? And doesn't matter. God loves me. Yes, he does. He does love you. Hear me. He will walk everyone to the gates of hell loving them. And he'll still love them. He doesn't want them there. But when you are faithless, he has to stay faithful to his word. Do I have a life of loving? Do I have a life of forgiving? Do I have a life of honoring? Do I have a life of enduring? Sometimes, we're living in such an age now where children and adults specifically, everything is at my fingertips. I can access most things. And most things, what can happen is temptation get around my heart. Because you keep reading Matthew 24, the things he talks about is the heart can grow cold, wax cold. And if I allow the slow process of my heart to wax cold, I become oblivious to the voice of God and I become more entwined with the temptation world. And therefore, I'm a click away from fulfilling the desires of my flesh. Enduring means this, that you have the capacity when it presents itself to say no. Enduring is saying to your flesh, no. We have to have an enduring spirit. We have to walk with endurance in these days more than ever before because the devil comes so subtly with all these things. And I'm not just talking about pornography. It can be anything. But pornography is probably the biggest one. It can be anything. So let's stop getting caught up with what's happening on the outside. Well, they've done this to me. They've done that. People came around stuff for years. Please, if you want to be a son, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Even if you're 1,000% right, let it go. Because all you're doing is trying to make the outside look good, yet on the inside, bitterness, resentment, anger, hurt, unforgiveness is stirring in your soul, and it will pollute your soul. Amen? It will change the way you think. James says this, let anyone, unless they have a root of bitterness. Bitterness is a root system. It will infect other areas of your life. It will creep in. You don't have to ask a tree. You don't say to a tree, please don't go past there because it'll affect my life.
It will just spread its roots to wherever it desires because it wants to grow to its potential. And sin wants to grow to its potential. You got to chop the root. Hear me. You got to chop the root. But unless I'm feasting on the word that gives me the faith to fight my battle, you won't chop it. I must be feasting on his word. That's why I've been saying for years, you must read your Bible. You must not, well, praise the Lord. I'll listen to Jimmy Swaggart, he's too old. Who's another one now? I'll listen to Joyce this week. Nothing wrong with Joyce. But don't let Joyce be your God. Don't let Joyce be your Bible. The Holy Ghost wants to bring revelation to you and you alone. There are some things in your life that only him and you need to know about. Are you with me? I need to take heed of myself. I need to do an internal audit. If the trumpet sounded today, do you remember the trumpet? He'll come and there'll be a trumpet blast. If the trumpet sounded today, here's my challenge. Are you ready? Are you ready? Blew the trumpet today. Are you ready? Third one is purpose driven. Sons are purpose driven. John 12:27, my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. In other words, Jesus wouldn't allow his trouble to get in the way of his purpose. I came for this hour, Father, glorify your name. 1 John 3:8 says this, he who sins of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested. I'm going to prophesy this morning. You've been born for such a time as this, for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. Sons destroy the works of the devil. The devil can only feed off sin, but he has to flee righteousness, power, and holiness. Because where there's light, darkness can't stay. John 12:24 says this, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. God wants to produce something in you and through you. Amen. But some things happen to me. Number four, you've got to be busy about the Father's business. I want to ask you something. We talk a lot of cliches, we talk a lot of things in church, but I want you meditate on this. What is the Father's business? If you must be about it, what is it? But what's his business? I'm just chucking it out there, guys. As sons, we're compelled to carry on competing the Father's business. The business of the Father is the ministry of the Father. The kingdom business, which is the souls of men. Hear me, it's the souls of men. You'll read in Revelation chapter 17, 16 and 17, where the two beasts come forth. Then you'll read about the harlot and it was great called Babylon. We won't go there today, but one day we'll go there. It says this, that they were covered with scarlet and purple. And they had gold and precious stones upon them. Amen. Exactly how the tabernacle of Moses was made in the garments of the high priest. Just throwing it out there. It says this, and she traded in the bodies and the souls of men. Its trade was in the devil's trade is the souls and the bodies of men. Hear me, that's why God has given you and I the power to allow healing to come through the name of Jesus to touch the bodies of men. And he's given you a word and to set their souls free. He doesn't want slaves. He wants sons. He wants to see people come. He came that creation or the creator, the creation of the creature can be. And you are the answer to his problem. You are the answer here. You are the solution to the problem. God wants the souls of men delivered free. He wants them, just like Jesus came with the good news. The good news has been given to you and I to deliver the captive free. Next one, son. There has to be a compelling in our hearts. Colossians 1:27. Sons have they have to do what God says they've got to do. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we as ambassadors of Christ, as though God was pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be brought to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteous of God in him. A son reveals the Father's heart. Hear me, this is the ministry of the kingdom. A son reveals the Father's heart. The Father's heart is this, urging people be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. That's the heart of the Father. And that's what the Son came on this earth to reveal. The heart of the Father, the ministry of the kingdom, souls of men. And the cry of the heart is this, be reconciled to God. You want to know the business of the kingdom? Souls. Souls. But sons have no power. He needs sons. He needs sons. There's a groan. There's an earnest expectation for the creation, waiting for the manifestation of these sons. And God is no respecter of persons. Any born-again believer has the city to be a son. In fact, it says that in John. He's given us the power to become the sons of God. The choice is mine. And it will start taking an audit of what's happening in here. Too often, Christians get caught up in taking an audit of what's happening out there.
Well, you don't really know what happened.
I don't. But God does. God does. Therefore, if he knows, he has the solution to your problem. And the greatest solution is this. Forgive. Move on. Stop camping around it. Get moving for Jesus. Because every day you waste is a day you've lost. Every day. Is there any sons in the house this morning? Close every head bowed. Just stay seated. I want to give us a minute to audit. Audit our hearts. Audit our motives. It's an amazing thing. I was talking to a brother this morning. He went back to his workshop after 40 years and asked them to forgive him because he took some stuff that he shouldn't have took. Stuff that was going to be thrown out or whatever, but he had to get it right. There was something. God was auditing his heart. There was something right. And I told him years ago when I was at Australia Post, God said to me, he says, well, how does it feel like stealing all those pens, David? So I went around my house and I've got every Commonwealth of Australia pen. Might have been about 100. It's amazing how good a thief I was. I had about 100. And I also had this stepladder that I borrowed for a couple of years. I took the pens back to my boss. He said, what's all this? I said, oh, I've kept taking them from work and they're not mine. He said, well, just keep them. I said, no, they belong to the Commonwealth of Australia. I says, and also, I've got a ladder here that I borrowed 2 years ago and I never brought it back. I said, so back. He says, I can't. I've already written it off. They have a ledger and they write things off every year. I said, well, I can't have it. He said, I'll tell you what, you can buy it from Australia Post for a dollar. So I, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was my heart. God couldn't give a flip about what it was worth. It's my heart. It's my heart. See, to be trained as a son, he'll deal with the little things because it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Just talk to Jesus for a minute. Talk to Jesus for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we let go of those things that we can, by the power of your Spirit, that we ask you to forgive us of those things. Lord, as we take inventory of our hearts and audit our hearts this morning, to the best of our ability, we say, forgive us. I say that, Jesus, your word says that if I confess my sins, it's as far as the east is to the west. It's over, it's done with, it's finished. I believe that. Father, I want to come forth as a son in this hour. I come forth as a son. I want to be so intimate with you that I know your thoughts and I hear your voice, that I see your actions and I copy them, that you might get all the glory and honor and all the praise, that this world might see Christ in me, the hope of glory, that I can be affectious to the children around me, the schools around me, to my workplace, to my family, to my children. Father, today is a new day, a God of new beginnings. I really believe this is inviting us because I'm telling you, a storm is coming. The days of sorrow are about upon us. And the world is a mess. There's wars and there's rumors of wars. There's pestilence. Things are happening. But he needs a church to rise up. For when that happens, my Bible says, in Matthew 24, that there will be a great outpouring. Hallelujah. If your passion is to be a son, and do this with an earnest heart. Don't do it because I'm saying it. This is between you and him. If you really want to be that son, lift up your hand. You believe he's going to endow you and overshadow you like he did with Mary. And he's going to do that with his bride and say, God, here I am. Overshadow me and birth something new in my spirit, man, this morning. Birth it in me. Birth it through me. Hallelujah. Father, you see our hands raised this morning. We want to be led by your Spirit. Be led by your Spirit. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, impart into us, Father, another level of your anointing. Level of the anointing of God, that we would see, Father, your glory shine through us. We would see, Father, your glory, Father, releasing the captive, your power destroying the works of darkness. We ask for that in the name of Jesus this morning. God, we're here to do business. I'm here to do business with you, Jesus. I want more. I want the more of God. I thank you and I believe it by faith this morning that you hear my prayer. And I thank you, Father, I've letting go of those silly things. And I might move on in the things of you. If that's you this morning, tell him amen. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Amen. He does good things. And he doesn't do the things I expect him to do. He doesn't. And as sons and daughters, you need to know this. Just because you ask for it doesn't mean you're going to get it. He'll only give you what he deems fit for you in your hour. Amen. And that he'll give you that which will lift up his kingdom. Amen. Children throw a tantrum. Children stamp their feet. Sons get on with the father's business. Amen. So if you're stamping your feet, stop it. Be a son. Be a daughter. Take responsibility of the father's house. Amen. Do you love him? I do. I love him. I need him. Glory to God. Please stay for a cup of tea and some coffee after. And God bless you and have a great, successful, wonderful week in Jesus' name. Amen.